CRI News, this is Wen Jie. China has announced a reform plan for the country's oil and gas industry, eyeing better efficiency and competitiveness. The guideline urged that the market should play a decisive role in resource allocation, while the government's role should also be better played in order to safeguard national energy security, boost productivity, and meet people's needs. It also encouraged eligible enterprises to diversify their shareholder base and introduce mixed ownership reform in a bid to be flexible, efficient, and market-oriented. China's tourism investment is expected to maintain rapid growth this year. The China National Tourism Administration predicts direct investment to tourism to jump more than 20% from last year to 1.5 trillion yuan this year. Hot areas within the sector include rural travel, big data, and tourism equipment. Over the past year, tourism revenue in China reached nearly 4.7 trillion yuan, accounting for around 11% of the national economy. North Korea has confirmed the test firing of another medium-range ballistic missile on Sunday. The Korean Central News Agency says top leader Kim Jong-un supervised the test of the Pukguson-2 ground-to-ground medium to long-range strategic ballistic missile. The missile is capable of striking targets 500 kilometers away. KCNA reports that the North Korean leader has approved the deployment of the weapon system for action. The country test-fired a Hwasong-12 medium-range missile on May 14th. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was reinstalled as his party's leader on Sunday at a special congress of the ruling Justice and Development Party. As the sole candidate, Erdogan was elected with votes of over 1,400 delegates and replaced Prime Minister Binali Yildirim after the April 16th referendum allowed the president to establish links with the political party. Erdogan has pledged to make massive changes across party organization. Erdogan is expected to reshuffle the cabinet next week and then work for renewal of the party organization. The bodies of four UN peacekeepers killed in a convoy ambush in the Central African Republic earlier this month have been airlifted to Cambodia. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen, along with his cabinet members, paid his last respects to the ill-fated peacekeepers at the airport before allowing the bodies to be transported to their respective hometowns for funerals. Hun Sen has said that despite the peacekeepers' deaths, the country would continue sending troops to war-torn countries under the UN umbrella. The four peacekeepers were killed by a rebel group on May 8th during a convoy attack near Bangassou, about 474 kilometers east of Bangui, capital of Kar. A senior Chinese official has said the Belt and Road Initiative could connect with Vietnam's development strategy. Chinese Commerce Minister Zhongshan makes the remark while meeting with Vietnamese President Tran Dai Quan in Hanoi. Zhongshan says as the largest trading partner of Vietnam, China is ready to implement trade and economic consensus between the leaders of the two countries. Tran Dai Quan says Vietnam is ready to deepen strategic partnership with China, and Hanoi will try to better coordinate with Beijing to prepare for the APEC summit this year. A pilot area for the internationalization of education on traditional Chinese medicine was officially launched on Sunday in Nanchang City, Jiangxi Province. A set of programs will be carried out, including the training of international-oriented TCM professionals, as well as programs on international communication and cooperation in TCM education. Under the programs, more foreign students and doctors will have a chance to receive TCM training in China. TCM documents will also be translated into more foreign languages. Experts in northern China have developed a Mongolian language database containing over 19 million words and phrases in an effort to protect ethnic culture and language. The program, based on cloud computing technology, was initiated in 2012 by a local cloud computing center and Inner Mongolia University. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.